If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay. All right. So, a little behind the scenes stuff here. My apologies. Stuff happens. And do we have him?
Not yet.
All right. All right. We're waiting for our guest via Skype in Switzerland. His name is Marco Casanova. The name of his book is Branding It 3.0, Business Performance Through Excellence in Brand Management. And he'll be joining us hopefully shortly here as soon as we get the connection. And we got a lot to talk about today, including, quote, the Trump scandals. I still want to know what scandals. The man, you know, allegedly and probably had an affair with Stormy Daniels. Okay, yeah, so that's great. And it's just in line with everything else going on. But let's put aside North Korea. Let's put aside Russia. Let's put aside Iran. And let's try to focus on these pseudo scandals and look at the embarrassment that was put forth by all of the people on the left who have created a really intolerable situation here. Anderson Cooper, I make a suggestion that maybe since he's younger than Jerry Springer, that they displace Jerry Springer and put on Anderson Cooper. I mean, really. Do you see that much of a difference? They were doing some comparables yesterday, and the comparables were the style and the ludicrous questioning that was being put forth, and here it was, all around. And this sex scandal, which I'm not dismissing, but it was, it has been everywhere. And it's over, just simply overwhelming everything else. And if I may just interject here, Laurie, I just resent you what I sent yesterday on Marco Casanova. So we look here, and we look at this ridiculous creation of a story. I don't know how much is true. I don't know how much it isn't. I don't care if he had a sexual affair. She wasn't very convincing with Stormy Daniels. But the whole thing is, the swamp hopes that this is the end of Trump, and it isn't the end of Trump. We're fighting back with sanctuary cities. He's going to pull the money out of the budget, the $1.3 trillion budget, and he's going to build a wall. It's going to be done. So they lost miserably at the polls. Then they unleashed America's most powerful and penetrating espionage apparatus against them at the height of the presidential campaign and got caught red-handed. Once he took over the White House, they tried killing Trump with this federal investigation into Russian collusion. Here it is 14 months later. And the only ones colluding with the Russians on any kind of a basis are the Democrats. The Washington swamp is going to do anything they can to drag people down, and I'm afraid they may have a shot at winning this thing. Unless Mueller somehow gets hooked in to a campaign of impropriety and law-breaking, which he should on the basis of all the information that's come out, but you've got too much resistance in Washington. The only thing that has resulted in a presidential impeachment since Reconstruction, a sex scandal, you're looking at, of course, Bill Clinton. Trump has a tabloid pass. Everybody knows it. Everybody knew it when they voted. He's a showman. He's a reality TV star. You're going to take a 70-year-old man and do a 180-degree flip-flop. I knew it when I voted for Trump. I assume everybody else did. Now they're shocked. He wants to build the wall. He wants tax reform. He wants all of these things. What is the shock out there? I'd like to know. And over at CNN, the Communist News Network, the Clinton News Network, take your choice. Maybe it should be called something else right now, because they paint these stories about nothingness, and it's embarrassing when you look at the cuts from a lot of these hosts. It's absolutely embarrassing. And Stormy Daniels was on 60 Minutes this weekend. Now, did I see it? Nope. Not going to tell you I saw it. I didn't want to waste my time. It was a fizzle at best. And Anderson Cooper should be ashamed of himself. I mean, this man is another shill for a network that pays out big, big, big money. And when you've got the head of this network, remember when he was the head of the NBC, at that time was NBC and the Today Show, and Jeff Zucker. Just get rid of this guy's, I don't know, how do you get rid of Jeff Zucker? Well, maybe you want Jeff Zucker there. Did I say sucker? Maybe you want Jeff Zucker there, because he's doing more to hurt the left than he is the right. So the important interview comes after Stormy Daniels posed for pictures and submitted to a lie detector test. And I don't know the validity constraints of a lie detector test, but it was unclear in the picture whether he really did hook up with an actual polygraph machine, or it was a black snake strangling a package of Easter peeps. The polygraph is an instrument for recording all these pulses in the body at the same time, and it's fairly reliable. Is anything reliable? No. I don't see how a polygraph can be affected with a sociopath taking the test. I mean, there's just no emotion. He can think, or he or she can think what they want, and they take it. But these swamps, people are so desperate to deliver the kill to Trump that they have dug up this Monica Lewinsky. And and we've dug it up on the right, because it's a very good comparison. Haven't these people piled enough insult and injury upon Monica Lewinsky? The shame on her. She'll pay for this the rest of her life. The shame is on Bill Clinton. He marches along to his own drummer. I don't know what his social life is like at 70, 71 years old. But at some point, there's going to be a stop to he and Hillary Clinton. And I don't know what the stop is going to be, but somehow, somewhere, all this foolishness is going to stop. We're going to get down to the reality of this country. If you're an American citizen and you support these people on the left, ask yourself why you're out to kill this country. Why? So you get to Stormy Daniels, and she never really offered the payback of $130,000 so she could tell a story. How many successful porn hits do you have to make in order to make so much money if you are actually willing to pay $130,000 to tell your story? Or maybe is there something else? Is there something else going on here? Ms. Lewinsky, this was a 22-year-old White House intern when she repeatedly and recklessly was molested by Bill Clinton, the most powerful man in the world. It happened to be his boss. You know who else was engaged in that? But I'm not talking about necessarily molestation. I'm talking about consensual sex. I'm talking about John Kennedy in the White House. At this point, I mean... Just don't lie under oath, okay? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, back, and we're going to jump right into this because I've got an outstanding, highly qualified guest. You're going to really enjoy him. His name is Marco Casanova. He's an, and this is via conversation direct to Switzerland. He's an expert, a lecturer in consulting management. He holds a university degree in business and administration from the University of, I believe it's pronounced Bernay. Am I correct? Bernay, Switzerland. And is the founder and managing partner of Branding Institute since 2002. He serves in various executive boards, but he's here to join us right now. And he's got his brand new book out, which right away the title captivates my imagination. I'm sure it will yours. It's called Branding at 3.0, Business Performance Through Excellence in Brand Management. It is published by Bookstand Publishing. You can go to bookstandpublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome from Switzerland. Marco, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much for having you on your show.
All right, I want to open up here. You know, we all hear about this new cliche, you know, it was for a long time. It's we're going to go to this 2.0 and that 2.0. What's the difference, if there is one, that you can elaborate on, the difference between branding 3.0 and branding 2.0?
Well, in my book, I explain how professional brand management has evolved over the last 100 years. So 100 years ago, when we look back, how Unilever or Procter & Gamble or the Swiss-based multinational Nestle have started to introduce products. They very fast understood what they needed to do to create product brands. And this was branding 1.0. If we look back 20, 25 years ago, the whole topic of reputation became more important. I remember brand Spa when Shell had a big problem in the UK because they wanted to sank a platform they didn't need anymore. And then you had huge reputational damages that basically they lost in one single week when NGOs called to boycott products of Shell. They decreased their sales in 1 week for 20%. So we see that branding 2.0, it's all about how can you manage as a brand that the touch points become trust points. So the corporate branding becomes also important. And now branding 3.0, it's all about the connectivity. How can you bridge offline relationship with your customer with online relationship, right? So how can you basically transfer the offline into online and to connect these both aspects.
I want to ask you, Marco, and I don't know whether this qualifies under Branding 3. I watch, you know, you watch different commercials on television. I don't know what it's like in Switzerland. I assume it's the same. And half the time you don't even know what you're watching, because they're trying to be so chic or so clever or so shrewd that they're trying to promote their product through branding by something that's so super sophisticated. The average person watching doesn't know what he or she is watching. I don't know how many times I've turned to my wife and said, what was that ad about? Is this an example of branding three?
Yes, you really bring it to the point, because what I follow a lot of time is that some an ad agency is more interested to create a very creative advertisement that they eventually will get awarded with creativity prizes, not so much to help the product that they are promoting and for what they got paid for, but more to promote themselves and their creativity department. Right. So this is one of my crucial beliefs, that basically branding drives business performance, and you need really to define before you start to invest money into brand communication. You need with the top management to define what is the outcome, what is the objective that you want to achieve. And then you have to measure it. If you were able to achieve, is it more about to increase the awareness of a brand, or is it more to try to accelerate the sales, or is it to try to augment, so to increase the share of wallet of the already existing customers? These are completely different objectives. Also in my book, I elaborate on this so-called brand funnel and how you find out on which relationships stage you as a brand are with your consumers, and what would be the natural next step, and where branding actually can help you to achieve, to reach this next step based on the business strategy that you have defined.
What about branding? And you took, you've really done a lot of research here. You've used the best, taken the best business examples, practice examples for more than almost two dozen corporations, including a few small ones like Amazon, Starbucks, and the Ritz-Carlton. And it shows how the state-of-the-art brand management can be achieved. And then you incorporate what you call the 10 C's of branding, which are important to make a campaign, to make a company improve its bottom line. Can you just run through a few of those? I hate to do this interview without having you cover a little bit for the essence of the book. Remember, we got 3 minutes left.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a big fan of best practices, and that's why I have really deep into more than 20 best practices that are highlighting different aspects that I consider today of paramount importance when it comes to the so-called state-of-the-art brand management. So this is not something mysterious going on, but you, based on research, you can really detect what are the ingredients that you need to have to be able to really put into place a branding that helps you to achieve your business objectives. And I said, on one side, the consistency, it's very crucial. So in a lot of circumstances, you have top management who, when you have developed a certain positioning of your brand, after 1 or 1.5 years, they get bored about this positioning and then they want to change. But what they are missing here is that the consumer, it takes much longer for them to really acknowledge what is your brand standing for, give it a try, and then really become loyal to your brand. So you need really to have a consistent and a compelling brand purpose. And it's all about the purpose to say, who would miss your brand for what kind of reason, for how long, if you would decide today that your brand will not any longer be in the market.
Give us a quick example of how one of your key factors, your key ingredients in building a brand applies to Amazon, Starbucks, and pick a company and pick an ingredient or two to demonstrate this. We've got about a minute. Less than a minute.
Yes, you see, for example, at Starbucks. Starbucks is not building the purpose around the product, being it coffee. Why? Because otherwise you are comparable with all the other coffee shops. What Starbucks was able is to create an experience so that millions of people are willing to pay a price premium, not for the coffee itself, not for the product, but for the experience and the atmosphere that they witness when they enter into Starbucks.
It's been a pleasure. I hope we get a chance to do more, because this is fascinating to me, and I'm sure to our listeners. Marco Castro, Branding at 3.0, Business Performance through Excellence.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, we're back, and I'm Dick Marco casting over, and I didn't have time to get it in, so let me mention it right now, that the this book, Branding It 3.0, Business Performance Through Excellence in Brand Management, published by Bookstand Publishing, is the in the global marketing top three. It's a bestseller, and you can Google it and see. So I didn't mention five stars on Amazon, but being highly acclaimed everywhere. Just wanted to get that in for all of you. Back to, boy, when you go from Marco Casanova to Donald Trump to Casanova, it's certainly one heck of a jump, isn't it? And here we are in the middle with all this stuff with Stormy Daniels. I don't know. I can't evaluate her performance from the cuts I've seen. Realistically, I can't come to any personal conclusions about it, except, I mean, I highly doubt this. It sounds like another setup, another scam. If this were what it was, and that is really salacious. Where are the pictures? I mean, where are the videos? Where is recorded conversations? I don't know whether they can be used, but you're going to see lawsuits and lawsuits. And boy, I'll tell you, unless a lawyer is on a contingency in a fallacious lawsuit, you get the right case, bingo, you're really all set. Now, that's not a suggestion to all young people should go into law. It's not that easy. There are so many lawyers. And if I had it to do over again, I would have become a lawyer and used that to perpetuate other business opportunities. But, hey, that becomes a personal decision. So as I mentioned before our interview with Marco Casanova, at the very front of the crowd, outside that peep show, who is it? Anderson Cooper, longtime veteran of the broadcast scene, and his interview. I mean, what kind of sex did you have? When did you have it? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's Jerry Springer. And you don't always have to, you know, listen, this is entertainment. I spent one evening in a business arrangement with, not an arrangement with me, but one evening regarding some business arrangement. Let me leave it at that with Jerry Springer. Nice guy. Never any talk of this. You know, you go on. I think you can tell that I have a passion. I mean, I really have a passion for this. I just don't do this and then come on and fake it. Check the old Steve Allen movie. I can't say this on air. A Steve Martin movie. I can't say this on air. I can't even say the movie because I don't remember it. Earlier this week, it was a Playboy model that Anderson Cooper interviewed. I mean, come on. Give me a break. What's next? Is this where the Mueller case is ultimately going to go? No pictures, a lie detector test, so what? It's unclear whether the picture she really did was hooked up with an actual polygraph machine, or maybe it was just some kind of prop? I don't know. So there's questions about that, too. If it's going to be a polygraph test, let her take it live on air. But on second thought, well, why don't we just put this garbage behind us with everything we're dealing with? No, you know why? Because the only goal of the far left in this country, I swear to you, they don't care about illegal citizens and people already in this country. They don't care. They don't care. Their only goal, and it's an obsession, is to get Trump out of office. If Trump wins this monstrous attack against him, if he wins, it is going to be so sweet that I may go out and celebrate for days. I'm not a drinker, but maybe I'll go out and get drunk. I can't believe it. They're so desperate to deliver the kill to Trump that here they are digging up Monica Lewinsky. Lewinsky never posed nude. She's not a porn star. She never sought the spotlight by telling conflicting stories about her relationship with the president. She never offered to pay back $100,000 plus so that she could tell her story. And when you think about it, how many successful porn hits do you have to make in order to have so much money that you are actually willing to pay $130,000 to tell your story? Well, what else is going on here? And I mean, I suspect with a lot of credence here that whoever is behind this, I mean, obviously the money stream is endless. Just forget it. The $130,000 means nothing, nothing. And if you sue, we'll cover your court costs. I don't know. And I mean, this is just my personal feeling. Because otherwise, wouldn't it seem logical for her to take the 130? Just take it. She already took it and run. So under Clinton, he performed his, really, I guess the best way to describe it is predatory lechery on using his government position. He was a leech. Not only to collect sexual favors, but to subsequently cover them up and punish those seeking the truth. Hello, Hillary Clinton. Isn't it funny how you look at CNN and they took statistics? Statistics. There was an independent study that shows how much time is being spent on these scandals on CNN and how much time on Fox. And Fox is pretty fair and representative down the line, believe me. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's unbelievable how much is being spent on the dossier, how much is being spent on the email scandal. Nothing. Hillary Clinton doesn't exist when it comes to committing devious activities. And you don't hear it. And why? I mean, you get an independent uproar with people you speak with one-on-one or certain groups. But mostly it's under the radar because the media smothers you. You know, it was Hitler, I think. Stalin, you tell a falsehood enough times and people will believe it. And then there's also this, I don't think the Stockholm effect appears here, but when you look at Hillary Clinton, and in a sense, look at her eyes, it's a real exaggeration. It's a captor. And they have been immediately immersed into Hillary's world, worshiping her. With no benefits to be gained other than their stupidity and listening to what the corrupt press has to say, you begin to wonder. And in these days of fake news, it is almost impossible to figure out who's lying and who's just being snookered. But there's one thing for sure. Nobody is trying to cover up for Stormy Daniels. And I don't know where it ends. And my advice, Trump isn't listening to my advice. But my advice is the same advice others have given him. And that's just to you know, as manager, the coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick says, do your job. Just get out there and do your job. And that's what Trump has to get. He has to get to it because he's fighting an overhill battle. Let's just have a hypothetical situation here where the Democrats win the House or the Senate. Trump is then in a situation where he's vulnerable to impeachment. So why don't you just concentrate between now and November, President Trump, on looking at that issue and stop going after these insult-laden tweets, which I agree with on content, but I don't agree with as being satisfactorily delivered by the President of the United States. You've revolutionized the presidency, but you can go too far. One more segment coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings, because the people he has on that show can change your life.
I mean, so, you know, some things are just so absurd. This has come up before, but it just came up right now during the break when I did some quick sights on the market up, of course. After yesterday's horrific day, God, it fell, 700 points in the last 2 hours. If you don't have heart trouble, you can get heart trouble unless you realize that the percentage, we're down 10.3%. We're in a corrective mode. Is it disastrous? It isn't disastrous. Would I be lying if I said it didn't bother me at all? Yeah, I would be. Would I be lying if I said it didn't bother my wife? No, it doesn't bother her at all. It can be frustrating, but you never know when the big crash is coming, and that's why. But otherwise, down 10.3%, it's a correction. So here I am, just shutting off where the market was, and I've seen this come up a lot of times. First of all, I don't respond to people calling for polls. I don't respond to anything on the email. I'm so cautious. I'm getting right now 10 to 15 these solicitations a day, and I've learned very quietly, I have to make sure who it is first. You got to make sure who it is. And when you make sure it's not someone, because I've made the mistake a couple of times where it might have been a friend of my wife's or anything, that I just hung up too fast, or maybe a notification from Verizon. I use Verizon. I spend a ton of money with them. I don't want to be hanging up on them. I just gently hang up as soon as I know. And then, of course, I assume we all get these on our email. You get a lot of these, Laurie, on the computer. A lot of these solicitations. Okay, she's not there. She is there, but she's not there. So, I just got one that came through. It's a public opinion survey. Would you vote for Michelle Obama for president? Oh, God help me. And yes, it says she has great leadership skills and would be a great president. Oh, I won't even respond to that. No, she has no experience and would not help this country. Well, the answer, I mean, vote now. Why would I even respond to that? And yet it's up there. And you know how you look around. And what they've really done, there I just did it, is they try to put things up that are difficult to find the X on it, to delete it. You know, you're looking. I mean, very, very, talked about branding 3.0. I wonder if this, by Marco Casanova early on, I wonder if this is part of branding 3.0. Sometimes it takes me 15, 20 seconds to find where the X hit is so you can delete it. So here, I still can't delete it. Came back again. All right, I'm just going to be careful here. I'm liable to delete our contact on air. It's not worth it. So I want to get into this, the Census Bureau. If you go, and when we're talking about IDs again everywhere, and when you go for so many things, you need identification. Only in this country do you not need identification. Only in this country do they let anyone cross the borders. Only in this country will they give citizenship to undocumented illegal aliens, and only in this country will they let undocumented aliens get licenses. Now, you've seen what's gone on with the ISIS discovery done in Orlando with the father and the involvement with ISIS. What the hell does it take for this dumb country to learn? What does it take when I see those liberals out there and marching and marching, and now there's an uproar, the latest uproar? Only in Washington would it be a scandal for a government to ask a person who wants to be represented in Congress if they are an actual U.S. citizen. The questions are simple and rather straightforward and rather basic and dumb, but it's something to ask if they're a citizen, and everybody's up in arms, which means the illegals have precedent over legal American citizens. I don't care whether you came. Everybody came here from some country. They're elected. That there are elected public officials out there denouncing the Census Bureau for wanting to ask the simple question reveals just how utterly unserious political leadership in America has become today. This census is a ritual required by the Constitution every 10 years to determine exactly how many congressional districts get apportioned to each state, to ensure equal representation of Congress. Over the years, the Census Bureau has added really simple questions. Do you have running water? Do you use a toilet, bath or shower, working telephone? What is your monthly mortgage? What color is your skin? I mean, they're all, aren't they kind of silly, fun questions? But none of them has anything to do with whether the people in the residents should be counted for the purposes of determining equal representation in Congress. Are you a citizen? That's the question. It's a joke. And I don't know whether things are moving to the left or moving to the right. I use an example of a terrific interview I had, 8 months ago with Brett Stevens, then a conservative, then dealing with conservative issues. Brett Stevens is on this morning. I mean, you want to talk about the conundrum of today? He's on as a guest. He's grown a beard. You see, he's got to look like an elitist. He's done a complete flip-flop. He's on with Joe Scarborough, who's turned in from a moderate slash conservative Republican to a radical progressive. And he and Brett Stevens are talking about they're talking about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. And Brett Stevens is talking about the abolishment of the Second Amendment, that you have the right to defend yourself. It's insane. And then he's now gone to the left of Scarborough, and Scarborough had to say that wasn't what the Constitution said. I don't know why left is right and right is left, and basically I don't know what's going on. But we'll keep trying here every day to uncover it. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,